Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Boss Show. And in today's episode, so here's the thing, all right? I got nothing but respect for mobile games. I feel that if you sit down and you develop, it don't matter whether it's a mobile game, an indie game, a AAA title, whatever the situation is with your video game, like, if you go and sit down and work on that game, that, no, bro, kudos to you. You did something that a lot of people cannot do. But the one thing that confuses me with mobile games, right, is why is it that, and this is, I mainly, you know, I see it on TikTok and Instagram. Like, I started getting into Instagram Reels, and I see it on there too. But why is it that these developers, they come out with these ads, and they're not playing the game correctly? It's like they're trying to not play it correctly. And that, to me, I'm like, that's not going to make me want to go out and get the game. I'm like, and I see what they're doing. It's like a mind trick where it's all like, bro, that mission, it's easy. I could easily do that. Oh, let me go ahead, download this game. And then that's the thing, though, with mobile games. And I'm like, fam, if you look at any video game out there, right, like, you sit down and you think of, like, Call of Duty, for an example, I'm not trying to have it where every time I kill somebody in Call of Duty, a 30-second ad done popped up in front of me, and I gotta wait for this ad to be over with so I can get back. Bro, I'm trying to enjoy the video game. Like, they need to, that's, like, two things that they need to change about mobile games, is how the developers are putting out these ads, and then also not having so many ads in the middle of the game. I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to be playing a game and be dealing with that many ads. Like, that is, because when I sit down, I remember when I had got my very first iPod Touch. And, bro, mobile games, it was the wave. It was honestly the wave. Like, I remember playing this car game where you were off up in, like, that, like, you were in the air and you were racing on all these crazy looking tracks. That game was fun. Angry Birds, when it originally came out, that game was fun. Fruit Ninja. I'm trying to think of some other games that came out, you know, and that, to me, that was like, that was the pinnacle when it came to, like, mobile gaming and stuff. Like, mobile gaming was far beyond where it was supposed to be at. And it was, bro, I'm telling you, like, when I sit down and I think of, like, how mobile gaming was back then, like, I was downloading games. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, but I was downloading them just because of how fun they were. And it just seems like now it's like mobile games. It's like you, the only time you'll see a mobile game when it's good is when it's a game that was already on, like, Xbox or PlayStation or whatever. And, yeah, you'll see where, like, PC, but you'll see where developers will make a mobile version of it and then put it on, put it on iPhone or Samsung phones or something. One game, for an example, where I'm all like, that was, from what I had played, of it, it was a good game. But, Resident Evil, they came out with the Resident, I think, well, it's like Resident Evil 8, but then its official name is Resident Evil Village. And yeah, that game was good. I remember a while back when they came out with the Grand Theft Auto trilogy, Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice Cities, and San Andreas. That was good. And it seems like that's the one time when you can actually enjoy a mobile game. But that's the thing, though. That's, like, not really a mobile game. Like, that game didn't originally come out on phones and, you know, whatever. I guess, because I know you can't play, like, mobile games, like, on an iPad or something, like a tablet. But, yeah, I'm like, that's not an original mobile game. Like, when I think of a mobile game, I'm thinking of, like, the games that I was playing back when I was in high school. Like I said, Angry Birds, Fruit Ninja, I'm trying to cut the rope. What were some other mobile games? Like, I had to go back and check, but, yeah, I'm telling you, man, there were some mobile games that had came out where I was like, bro, oh, there was this one where it was called Rivals at War, and it was this strategy game. Bro, I'm trying to think, I gotta look that game up real quick and see if it's still in, app stores, because that's a mobile game where I'm like, that was like probably one of the last few, that's not how you spell Rivals, I don't know why my, keyboard thing be making it seem like that my fingers are all big, and I'm like, I am not that dude from Fantastic Four, alright, stop doing that, it's so weird. Oh, they do, yeah, I'm about to download those, two games, because, no, they got the one Rivals at War, and then they got Rivals at War 2084, and yeah, them two games, those are like some of the last few good mobile games that I had played. Actually, you know what? No, the one that, actually the line of mobile games I played because they were very addictive was, what's that game called? With the, Candy Crush, alright? That was probably the last time I actually, but then they got started getting carried away with them ads, bro, and I'm like, bruh, I'm not trying to be watching ads to just play the game, you know, and then on top of that, it's like, it makes you wonder, like, did bigger developers, like for Xbox, PlayStation, and PC, did they see how much money mobile games make, and then that's why they're like, oh, well, let's add our own little, microtransactions and stuff in our games, because, bruh, Candy Crush, that's a game where it's like, you hear how many, my sister plays that game, and I'm sorry to put my sister on blast, but I'm going to put her on blast. She might not want to admit to it, but I know for a fact, if I sat down and thought about it, and I was even heavily involved, actually, you know, no, I take that back, I was heavily involved, I had downloaded all the Candy Crush games and was playing all of them at the same time, at one point in time, but that's one thing that they ask you. They were like, do you want to put money into the game? And I always decline, because I'm all like, no, bruh. I'm like, I'm downloading this game, and I'm playing what's given to me. But they'll put you in situations where it's like, you have to put money into the game, because they make the game that addicting. And I'm like, oh, that's what the hype is with this game. They get you all riled up with completing these missions, then out of nowhere, you end up, like, you know, having it where you can't do the missions no more, then you end up, having to go and put more money, or put money into the game, and I'm like, bruh, there's no way, I think it was Angry Grandpa, I remember that was one of his, like, old videos, but I remember when he did, like, a video where he was heavily addicted to Candy Crush, and, man, when I'm telling you, like, playing the game for yourself, then it's like, oh, I understand now, but it's like, you're asking for too much, you know, it's like, you're having it where a person got continuously, that's not fun, where a person got continuously keep putting money, and they should know, I feel like there needs to be a higher up in this world where it's like, no, you guys are limited to how much money a person can put into your guys' game, because if that person is putting hundreds, thousands, because no, I definitely will have some stuff like that, like, if I was, like, a higher up in the video game industry where I had a say-so in, like, how much money you can make off of a game and all that stuff, oh, I definitely would. I would be enforcing that stuff, because I'm like, if your guys' game is good enough, then yeah, then it deserves the money that's given to it. But that's only when a person buys the game, not when they download, or yeah, buy the game, and then they gotta keep putting more and more money into it, because that's not gonna tell me that the game is fun. That's just gonna tell me that, well, there's a lot of stuff that I gotta do in that game, and that I ain't gonna have enough time to do it, so the best thing that I can do is put more and more and more money into the game. I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to do that, so I definitely will have it where I'm like, no, you guys gonna have to start going back to the old ways of developing a video game, where it's like, if you want your guys' game to get played, you want people to enjoy it and talk good about it, then I'm like, all that, oh, we gonna be having microtransactions. No, I definitely, if I was like some, they should have like somebody that has like a say-so in video games, because I'm telling you right now, I'm like, there's a lot of video games that'll come out, and I'm like, nah, bruh. Like, they need to have, like, I feel like the official platforms like Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, Epic Games, you know, like, those are the ones where I'm all like, no, if you guys gonna put your game on these platforms, I'm like, okay, no microtransactions, it's at a normal price, and that game is fully developed. But it ain't on no stuff where it's all like, oh, the game is somewhat developed, but they made sure of it that they had microtransactions and we were charging full price for the game. No, that's a scam, bruh. That's honestly, I honestly believe that developers, like the bigger developers of like AAA title games like Xbox, PlayStation, PC, they definitely paid attention to mobile gaming, because there's no way possible that just out of the blue one day somebody just woke up and said, oh, let me make a big giant game on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC and have microtransactions. No, yeah, they definitely seen how much money people were making with mobile games. And I'm like, bruh, that's the thing though. You play those games just to have it to like some time go by. You don't sit down and get heavily invested. I mean, yeah, you get heavily invested because that's your favorite mobile game to play. Like, I know with me, I remember when I was heavily into Angry Birds and all the different games back then is because them games were fun. But it's like today, it's like it just seems like games aren't really all that fun. You know, it's like follow me when I say this, all right? But remember how when you could sit down and you could play a game for hours, right? What happened to that? You know, when you sit down and you think, like, outside of content creators, I feel like, yeah, content creators, of course, they'll say they sit down, they play games for hours upon hours. Yes, because it's your job. But a person that has, like, a normal job, right? And let's say you were that kid in school where you had homework, you had tests, you had all these things in your mind that you should have really been doing, but Call of Duty Black Ops just came out, okay? Call of Duty Black Ops just came out, all right? Nuketown just hit the scenes, okay? Zombies was on top of any zombie game out there, right? You had this, how much did that game cost? Like $59.99 when it came out? You had this $60 game in your possession, and it is the funnest game on the market right now. Unless you got anger issues and games like that upset you, then okay, I understand. But if you don't have anger issues, you got a group of friends that you can sit down and play this game with, and you have the most amount of fun when playing this game, right? Your everything that is on your mind is gone. You turn on your Xbox or PlayStation, whichever console you played on. But excuse me, anyways, you turned on this console, you put in Black Ops, Call of Duty Black Ops, you start playing that game for hours. Bro, when I sit down and I think of how many hours I had put into Call of Duty Black Ops, it was a lot. I wish that there's a statistic thing that can show you like how many hours you put into that game, because I guarantee and I promise you, I got a lot of hours in that game. And if I don't, then that's like, bruh, what do you mean? I'm like, I remember myself sitting down and putting hours. If not that game, it was definitely Battlefield. Bro, when Battlefield 3 had hit the scenes, Bad Company 2 was already good. But when Battlefield 3 had hit the scenes, you got, because I'm trying to think, I think they only just had the two modes. They just had campaign and multiplayer. I'm trying to think, did they have like a co-op mode? They might have, but I'm like, bruh, Battlefield 3, Battlefield 4, Forza Motorsport, like them classic Xbox 360 games. And then you sit down, you think of these classic PlayStation 2 games. Bro, I'm telling you, San Andreas, I'm like, all right, no, that's probably the one game where I got so many hours into it just because of me driving around, just doing dumb and pointless stuff. But that was the thing, though. The game was fun. You don't even see people doing that nowadays unless they're a streamer. But if it's like, if they're not a streamer, I guarantee and I promise you, if a person plays video games, it was like a friend of mine that messaged me and it just completely threw me off track. But anyways, if a person plays video games today, it's because they probably found a game that is really good. But I feel like that it's like that one game out of like the millions of games that be getting released on a regular. I'm saying you got all these big titles that we used to play back then that it's like you don't really, you see them games today and they got bad ratings. And it's, and those are the games with the microtransactions. Those are the games where they don't have that fun that it had like back years ago when we were kids. You know, and I'm like, even with Grand Theft Auto, it took the audience on making a pretty much a completely different experience with Grand Theft Auto 5 in order to make that game good again. But yeah, when Grand Theft Auto 5, when it came out, because that was an OG Xbox 360 game, but when that game came out, we had multiplayer and we hacked the campaign mode. Oh yeah, there is nothing. Grand Theft Auto 5 would probably, in my opinion, be the best Xbox 360 game to ever release. That was without doubt one of the greatest games of our times. When Grand Theft Auto 5, there is nothing that a person can tell me about Grand Theft Auto 5. When Grand Theft Auto 5, when it originally released, that was without doubt the best game of all time. There is no game topping it, alright? But then as the time went on, and then they was all like, oh, let's add shark cards. Let's do all this other stuff. Let's come out with a completely different game, but then still focus on Grand Theft Auto, talking on Red Dead Redemption. And I'm like, fam, you guys got good games, bro. I'm saying, but it's like, I feel that with these developers, it's like, you guys got to start being more serious with your games. Because I'm telling you right now, Grand Theft Auto, I'm like, okay, you guys get in the pass. Because I'm like, y'all are working, Rockstar Games is working on Grand Theft Auto 6. I'm like, you guys get a pass. But I'm telling you right now, if that game comes out, and it's filled with microtransactions, and people aren't having fun, and people, I feel like that is going to be a video game apocalypse. The video game, the gaming world is going to go crazy, because we waited all this time for the, probably one of the one game where it's like a lot of us is going to be an adult, and we get to play this, like we get to go out and buy this game without an adult, because I already know, I'm definitely going to go out, I'm going to buy this game, I don't even know where exactly I'm going to buy it, but I'm going to go out and buy this game. If I can't buy it at no store and get that experience of buying Grand Theft Auto with my own money as an adult and get that experience, then yeah, I'm just going to buy it digitally. I'm like, hey, I mean, it's better than nothing, all right? But anyways, but yeah, if that game comes out and it bombs, I'm like, nah, bruh, it's gonna be a serious video game apocalypse. I feel like a lot of developers out there, you're gonna see some people where it's like they're gonna probably go into hiding, all right? But anyways, but yeah, I like how I originally started talking on mobile gaming, and then out of nowhere I just started talking on gaming as a whole and stuff, because nah, man, there's a lot to discuss with gaming. And I'm like, but yeah, mobile gaming, I'm like, y'all gotta stop with these ads and these microtransactions, and then going on TikTok and Instagram acting like you don't know how to play your guys' game. You're the one that developed the game, you should know how to play that game. Nah, it's just crazy, man. But anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast sharing service. Thank you guys for watching and or listening, and peace.